Good evening, and welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitocha Message Series, sponsored by Dr. Mr. David and Orly Simai, as a schus for Zivig Yaakov Aaron Ben Rochel, and for Shlema Yoav Ben Sora, Mordechai Ben Sora, Eli Ben Nishmas, Malkabas Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Rav Shlema Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Eli Yoav Chaim Ben Rav Chaim Yitzchok, Orim Ben Moshe, and Elisha Gittel Bas Rav Eliezer Manoach. Someone asked me a question I'd like to explore for a moment and maybe share with you a thought. And that is that forgive me, this is my fifth talk of the evening. So a little bit out of things. Anyway, they asked me the following question. You know, if the Shmon Esrei was supposed to be a vehicle to develop Bitochen, which it seems from many sources that it is, why is the Brocha, Borcha to Hashem, Reifei Chelei Am Yisrael, or Mevorech Hashonim, or Goel Yisrael, why is it not at the beginning? First, we should say, Hashem is the Reifei Chelei, which that means Borcha to Oyo, the Mekora Brocha Hashem. That's what you do. That's the way the Avnei Elio explains. The Machshova is, you're the Reifei Chelei. So of course, I'm counting on you to heal. So he suggested, why don't we say first that you're the Reifei Chelei? Borcha to Hashem, Reifei Chelei Am Yisrael, Refoeinu Hashem Bnei Rofei. You are the Mevorech Hashonim, Borcha to Hashem, Mevorech Hashonim. Now we say, Borei Choleinu Hashem Elkin. A question. Okay, interesting. I'm not sure why it's compelling one way or the other. That's what he asked. So it occurred to me that maybe there's a very serious, meaningful explanation, a possibility. Not I can't be sure, but maybe. The first three brachas of the Shmon Esrei are mole praises of Hashem. That really lets us know Hashem is the Makor HaBrochos. He loves us. He loved our ovois. He's good machasonim tovim. He's going to akoil. He's a chasdi ovois. He's melech oizer. Moshiach Mogen the Goyin says he's oizer. He helps those who are mishtadl with bitochen. Moshiach, he helps those, saves those who do have bitochen without any ishtadlus. And Mogen, he protects those who do negative things, but they have bitochen and Hashem. It's all about bitochen and Hashem. Bitoch mechal kil chayim b'chesed. Ato gibel olam Hashem. Mechayim meisim ato. Mechal kil chayim b'chesed. Mechayim meisim barachamim rabim. He's sonach noifim. He supports those that fall. Reifei choyim. He hears the sick. Matar asurim. He frees those that abound. Mekayimim and osu l'sheinei ofor. His emuna and his chesed and his rachamim goes to the extent of those that are even have passed from the world, they're buried in the ground. There's nobody like you. No one is like you. No one is even comparable, because if I thought there was something comparable, it might interfere with my reliance on him. But no, there's no one like him. There's no one else to rely on. He's the posuk says, stoko is the meat of giving us beyond what we earn, beyond what we deserve. All of this puts us in the mood. Hashem is the one that you can put your trust in. Now we have specific requests. So maybe the pshat is like this. The general concept of Hashem to be trusted, that we already said. Now the question is on the specifics. So the specifics, you know, we pointed out many times, David HaMelech taught us the Yisod of Bitochen. V'ani b'chastecho b'tachti, yogei libi b'shua secho. I didn't trust that the Yeshua is going to come. I trust your chesed. And when I trust your chesed, that leads me to be confident that you're going to answer my tefillah, that you're going to do what I want, that I can rejoice, I will rejoice in your delivery of chesed. So in other words, I don't start with, oh, I trust you're going to give me what I want. How do you know? Maybe you don't deserve it. No, but I trust your chesed so implicitly. I know that you're the mechal kil chayim. I know the kel hakodesh. I know you're the gemel chasodim tevim. I know the oizer, the Mashiach, the mogen. I know you're mogen Avraham, which means not only Avraham, but everybody. Mogen, who is based on the pasuk, mogen, who the cholach is in boy. Whoever puts, I know all these things. So that motivates me. Like when I know the extent of your chesed, now I can begin to feel the Yeshua is going to come. Now, it could be that the reason we say the bracha, at the end, because we now in the bracha we ask for personal things, personal or, but at least for our own benefit, we ask for slicha, we ask for tshuva, we ask for geula, we ask for parnosa, we ask for refuah, we ask for the klal yisrael, for kibbutz gol yisem, avalam al shinam al tisikvo. And Mashiach, and we ask for Shemaya Tfilah, you should listen to all our tfilas. It could be that we recite the Brocha at the end, so that not only do we have the sense that Hashem does chesed, but we also feel he's doing this particular chesed for us. Why? Because he's the Reifei Cholim. That's what he does. He's a professional Reifei Cholim. That's his thing. That's what you're Baruch Ato Hashem. You're the Mekor HaBrochos. What do? You're Reifei Cholei Amo Yisrael. Ah, that's what you do. So now I have taken the general bitocha that I have, the Vani Bechasta Chobotachti, that sense of I trust you, that you're the ultimate in Chesed and Hatova and Rachamim and stoker and everything. But now, what about my personal request? That's the general. I want to bring it to the Yoge Libi Bishua Secha. How do I do it? Because after I make the personal request, I sign off with this concept. You know something? I'm telling you, I sign off and I say, you're the Reifei Chole Amo Yisrael. Therefore, I can count on you to fulfill the personal request. You're the Mevorech Hashonim, I can count on you to give us the Parnosa. You're the Shereya Tfila, I can count on you to listen to my Tfila. You're the Echonin Hadas, I can count on you to give me Das. You're the Goel Yisroel, I can count on you to bring me the Geula. So it's a when Esri can be a system with its beginning of getting us focused on the Chesed Hashem, that he's reliable because he's Kulei Chesed. But then we want this to take it to the personal. If we were to make the bracha at the beginning, then the personal request is left hanging. But I want to underscore that I want to have confidence that this personal request is going to be answered. Ah, you're the Baruch Ato Hashem, you're the Mekor HaBrochos, Reifei Cholei Amo Yisrael. Now already I feel confident because that's what you do. You're the Mevorech Hashonim, you're the Reifei Cholim. This is the Eben Abnei Eliyahu. Abnei Eliyahu actually learns like that, that the tefillah is all about, the Loshon tefillah comes from Roi Ponecho, Loi Piloti. It's like a positive machshava. So maybe that's the structure of the Shemoneh Esrei. At the beginning, we'd speak about the general Chesed Hashem and Rachamim and Bechal Kelchayim Bechesed Mechayim Mesim Semechnif and Reifei Cholim. That's in the general sense. Then we come through that, the general appreciation of Hashem's Chesed, we come with personal requests. We want to walk away from the Shemoneh Esrei, not just with the confidence in the Chesed Hashem, but with an enhanced confidence that he will, in fact, respond to our tefillah. When I ask for Geula, I want to know that he's the Goel Yisroel. That's what he does by profession, and therefore I can rely on him. That he's the Choinin Adas. I asked for Das. I want to underscore he's the Choinin Adas. That's his thing. That's what he does. Therefore, I can rely on him. He'll do it. I want a refuah. I can rely on him. He's the Reifei Cholei Amo Yisroel, and therefore I can rely on him that he's going to be Reifei Cholei Amo Yisroel. Bechule, bechule, bechule. So I think that maybe, I don't know, it's a suggestion. But, you know, when it comes to tefillah, sometimes the suggestions can be very helpful because they can put us in the mood to strengthen our bitochon. And since tefillah really is all about bitochon, that's the Goyin's point of tefillah, the sherish is from Roi Ponecho Loi Piloti. Yaakov said to Yosef, I never allowed myself to think positively that I'd ever see you again. He says, that's the Sherish of Tfila. It's like a positive machshava. You're the Reifei Cholim, therefore I'm confident you'll be Reifei. You're the Goel, the Goel Yisrael, therefore I'm confident you'll do the Geula. You're the Shamei Tfila, therefore I'm confident that Jobi Shema Tfila. And maybe that's why that has to be recited after the personal request. So not only we start with the general Vani Bechasta Chobotachti, and then we move on to the personal requests. Because I trust your chesed, I now feel comfortable asking you for the things that I want personally, the geula, the das, the tshuva, the slicha, the refua, the parnosa, and then the things for Klal Yisrael, and so forth. I underscore that with Baruch Atu Hashem, you are the Mekor HaBrochas, and what brocha do you specialize in? Each one specially. You're the Reif Echoilin, you're the Mevorech HaShonim, and therefore I can allow myself to think you will in fact give me das, you will in fact give me forgiveness, you will in fact give me geula, you will in fact give me refuah, you will in fact give me parnosa, you will in fact listen to my tefillas because of the fact that I know this is your thing. A thought, not quite certain about it, certainly not the only possibility, but I think it does create a certain possibility and understanding why this bracha, but at least it can be a chizuk for us because it can take us from the and carry us through the personal request to a chasima of the brocha, which says, I am counting on you for the refuah and for the yeshua and for the parnosa and for so forth, because that's what you do. You are the refi choydim, you are the mevorech hashonim, v'chule v'chule. A thought, maybe it could serve to give us greater opportunity to be machazik our bitochen through the recital of the Shmoneh Esrei. Good evening to all.